Hey, hello, viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we have a special treat for all health seekers and athletes. With us is Christine Vardaros.
My name is Christine Vardaros, and I am a professional cyclocross racer. Cyclocross is the fastest growing cycling discipline right now. And you ride what looks like a road bike, but it actually has like knobby mountain bike wheels on it, and you ride it off-road. And it's just the hardest thing in the world. From the first moment to the last moment you cross the finish line, it's just absolute agony. And that's what I do.
Christine has enjoyed the benefits the vegetarian diet has brought her for the past 21 years.
I'm proud to have been named to the U.S. national team to race a bunch of World Cups and even World Championships a few times. And
also with us today is Tanya Kaye, an award-winning actress and multifaceted talent, who is also a professional dancer, environmentalist, vocalist, animal welfare advocate, and writer, among other things.
I just really believe you can change the world if you change what you eat. When people feel good, they make different choices too. So I'm really into that, just helping individuals feel their best so that they can get to that childish place where they can create and love and play again.
Having been a vegetarian for almost 3 decades and a raw vegan for 10 years, Tanya has transformed and improved her life through the compassionate plant-based diet.
There are so many ways that being a raw vegan impacts my life as a professional actress, a professional dancer. Athletically, being a raw vegan has helped my athleticism just skyrocket. If I do get injured, cuts, bruises, you know, contusions, whatever, accidents happen, then my healing rate is so much faster. It's also mental. It's the knowledge that I've gathered being a raw vegan that has made me a better athlete.
Today, Tanya and Christine will be showing us their own personal favorite raw vegan recipes to achieve optimal health while enjoying the deliciousness of nature's bounty.
Hello, I'm Tanya Kaye, and we are going to make a raw vegan recipe today called the Aloe Mimosa. It's delightful. We're going to start with 6 oranges, juicing 6 oranges. Now, these oranges are local and in season to Southern California, which is where I live. And what I love about orange juice is it tastes like sunshine. In fact, in the morning, if you squeeze up 5 or 6 of these oranges and put them in your mouth, you can't help but smile. It's like liquid sunshine. You're drinking liquid sunshine straight from Southern California. Eating local and in season is essential to your health, to the environment, and to your interaction with the community. Ain't nothing like going to the farmer's market on Sunday. So we've got 6 juices of oranges in here. We're going to set that aside and wait for the next ingredient. These are aloe vera leaves, also a desert product. I live in the desert or near it, and so that means it's local. If you can't find it in your local health food store, then I suggest checking it out like at Sun Food Nutrition. Sunfood.com carries aloe consistently. So aloe is cool because it's a super duper anti-inflammatory. We cut the skin away from the bottom of it here. It's pretty easy. Stay safe. Just want all that skin gone. Look at that goodness, goodness right there. That is the stuff that you can apply externally to heal burns, sunburns, any kind of burn. You can apply externally as well for inflammation. That's why it's a great thing for athletes. Use aloe in any of your sports drinks. It helps balance the body. This feels gooey. In fact, I'm gonna put it on my skin right now. This is amazing stuff. It's super bitter though. And so you're gonna wanna start small and work up to your maximum. And you'll know what your maximum is when you decide that it's sweet enough. I'm gonna start with a cube like this. Actually, I can do 2, but you should start with a cube like this. That will be a great ratio to put in with 6 oranges. So when I get sick, which isn't often because I'm a raw vegan, I do 4 things. I drink a lot of orange juice because of the vitamin C content. I drink a lot of water just so my body can heal itself. I sleep more so my body can heal itself. And I usually take colloidal silver as well. I found that to be actually pretty potent. So you combine that with the healing benefits of aloe vera, proven to lower cholesterol, proven to halt cancerous tumor growth. And I just think this is like a super duper health drink, and it's so easy. Blend it up. This is the fun part. I mean, it's like my drink is doing its morning exercises. And why not drink all of your drinks in a wine glass? Everything is worth it. There's not a day that's not worth a wine glass of some of your favorite raw vegan liquids. It makes everything a little bit more ritualistic, and oh, so good. Aloe mimosa. It's like a celebration, a party in the morning time. I write weekly for EcoHearth Environmental Magazine, and my column is called Clean and Green Every Day. And I hope everyone checks that out. There's a lot of how-tos, how to ferment kombucha, how to sprout and germinate nuts and seeds. And there's a lot of philosophy on environmentalism, especially small business environmentalism and conscious eating and conscious living.
Check it out.
Check it out.
And for the sporty viewers out there, or anyone who simply enjoys a natural energizing treat, cyclocross champion Christine Vardaros graciously showed us how to make her very own homemade raw vegan power bars. Join us in making and enjoying these healthy energy bars from your own kitchen.
As an athlete, I'm usually on a budget. So instead of buying the really expensive bars, I make them at home. And it's really healthy. I use 100 grams of chopped walnuts in the bowl and a pinch of nutmeg. A tablespoon of coconut. Some dried cherries, 2 tablespoons. And I'm going to mash this. It's actually 100 grams of dates. But first, I put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. You don't have to do that, but it seems to mix better when you do that. And then as soon as it comes out, I just mash it into a paste. You can actually buy blocks of dates that's already in a paste. And as you see, I'm just mashing it with a fork, with the back of a fork, and it nicely goes into a paste. And it's just about there. Okay, now I just put it in with the rest. And then stir it with my hand, which is always a nice way to reduce stress and and play, and I always love playing with my food, so. And eventually, after a couple of minutes, it turns into like a solid. You just try to get all the nuts to mix in with the date. So that's the hardest part. Yeah, it gets a little sticky. And in about another minute or so, we'll be done here. But believe me, it's worth it. All right, it's starting to come together. Yeah. Ah, Okay. Maybe a little more mixing. Yeah. Well, it's a good upper body workout. Cyclists don't get much upper body workouts, so this is a good alternative. And it's definitely worth the effort. Anyway, once it's mixed, you put it in here and you smoosh it into the bottom. What I did was I took a plastic container left over from a Chinese food restaurant and I lined it with bake paper. You could also just take a little bit of coconut oil and spread it on the bottom and it'll come out just fine, or plastic wrap some people use. And you just press it like that with your hands. So it's nicely pushed onto the bottom so there are no bubbles. And the harder you make it, the harder your energy bar will be. Once you press it down nicely into your container, then you take it, you put it into the refrigerator for minimum 2 hours. And then you take it out, and it's ready to be served. Just pull it out with the paper, and you can cut it into bars. And voila, you have an energy bar. And that's what it looks like inside. Very tasty. One person can make a difference. So I'm happy to be a part of this growing generation of people who, you know, who want to take care of their bodies, want to take care of the planet, and, you know, want to take care of the animals and be kind. And
my name is Tanya Kay. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
For more on the multi-talented Tanya Kay and her work, please visit www.tanyakay.com. Stay up to date with Christine Vardaros and her vegan adventures in cyclocross at christinevardaros.blogspot.com. For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.